The following podcast may contain explicit content and offensive material, and that shit is funny.
Welcome to the Pièce de Résistance bonus episode number 43. We gathered together almost our entire cast on the afternoon of Saturday, November 7th, after we had all heard the glorious news of the election being called for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And here's how we reacted.
Yay!
Hi there.
Sorry. So, guess what? Cast of the Resistance satire?
What?
Yes, the Resistance.
We're fired!
Wait, can't we just resist Biden and Harris now? Or
no,
it doesn't
no.
Work.
No.
Oh, okay.
You must submit. You must submit.
The only resistance is going to be in the ham radio.
Transistence and
resistance.
I've
been waiting to say that for 4 years.
Oh. Hooray.
So we promised. I think we promised our audience some unrestrained laughing, and I don't know if we want to do that now or just kind of let it.
No, I would like to go ahead and do that now because I've been laughing at the QAnon people. I've been laughing fully about that all night. So let's give her the laugh right now.
All right. Hey,
it turns out I'm actually JFK Jr., you know?
I had no idea.
John,
you win. I know. My little salute and everything. It's like, you know, I got Julia Louis-Dreyfus to, you know, rub one
look
off
at you.
Because of me, and you know.
So far down that rabbit hole, Dale, that the rest of us bunnies have peeled off.
You don't remember the contest episode of Seinfeld, right? You know, that Elaine was in an exercise class with JFK Jr. And that's why she had to drop out of the contest.
She was no longer queen of the castle.
She was no longer, you know, master of her domain. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Oh, I see.
so to speak.
So there, that was a deep, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Deep cut there.
Bye-bye, bunny.
So to speak. So, yeah. Could we get some words of reaction from Madame President Hillary Clinton, please?
Let's fucking laugh now. It doesn't be any better than what it is. I just see paint drying and flakes of hair and makeup chipping off of Trump's face right now.
Madam President, have you been day drinking?
Always day drinking these times because, you know, I think Kamala Harris may be the first woman president, and I am welcoming that with open arms and a vagina that says, it's about time.
All right. Thank you, Hillary. Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. That's wonderful. Oh, my. So we have to figure out this will definitely affect our plot or our next scripted episode, which we haven't started writing yet, but.
Oh, you think so?
Perhaps, yeah. Something about waveforms collapsing in the universe is, you know, timey-wimey.
How much of Ding Dong the Witch is Dead can we use before we get
it? I'm just going to laugh.
Except it's mean to witches.
You about to lose your job. that's the best.
I've been singing that all morning.
That's the best one, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And
the whole Paula White, you know, dance number. There's some brilliant
Every
video of that.
Morning you greet me.
it's moot now, but I don't know how many of you caught it on Facebook. It came up in conversation yesterday at the dinner table, and my dad just said the words in just the right rhythm. He goes, all these people wanting to stop the vote. And I went, oh! Stop the vote. New earworm.
Yes, indeed. Stop the vote.
They can stop it now if they want.
Yeah.
That's totally fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
right here.
It's like,
who would that put ahead,
we
I
want
wonder?
All the votes to count because
this is true.
This is your right. Yeah.
We were in Home Depot when my phone lit up with my curmudgeonly friend, GW, George Washington, as well, but absolutely the opposite of you, George.
Oh, well, there you go.
He's a different George.
I actually got a text. We were outside because
it's
a gorgeous day here in Virginia. Just scrumdiddlyumptious, as my wife says. And, you know, like 70, what is it now?
It is now 76 degrees. So, I mean, it's sunny. It's fall colors, the whole thing, you know. And we're just enjoying, you know, a cup of coffee and watching the dogs and everything. And, yeah, I got a text from Charlotte Clymer, who's a trans activist. She's great. And I got
her a lot.
Text chain. She's like, President, elect Biden, Vice President, you know. So then we rushed and turned on the TV. And then I actually did go over to Fox News, which called it third of the three, just to see how they would do it. And it was, you know, they were, it was sort of like talking people off the ledge. You know? he has been elected. He will be our next president. And, you know,
put down the
and like, you know, and I guess people wanted, the American people said they wanted something quieter and more polite or more, I forget how they put it. And they didn't mention the word competent, but
less homicidal,
more empathetic, more calmer, you know? So, and that's why, you know, and to try to start to penetrate that first layer of denial of their audience.
They are dancing in the streets of New York City.
They are indeed.
They are just
DC. I wish I still lived in DC. I was like, man, I would be there in a heartbeat.
Yes.
In front of the White House.
It may not be like the end of World War II, but Times Square sounds like it's hopping over NPR right now.
No, but I tweeted recently, you know, just a few minutes ago from the BS account there, we will see these pockets. It'll be like the Japanese soldiers that were, you know, like on those isolated islands who refused to come out because they refused to believe that the emperor had surrendered. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like in the 1950s and even I think into the 60s, they would find these people. They would come out and they're like, fuck, all right.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. Yeah. Look it up. It's like Japanese. That's what the maggots are going to be like. It's going to be like.
The ones in Home Depot on Galveston did not appear to know yet. But the cashier and I celebrated vigorously. Yeah. And then he said, those people will all be back in here with their drunk-ass children all pissed off in about 2 hours. And I said, good luck, sir.
Good luck.
He said, I like your locks. And then, see, he gave me one.
I was on the couch.
He gave me one.
I was on the couch with the news.
I got a good white person cookie, and I am very happy with it. It's tasty.
Nice.
Damn.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what it was, George. Don't take that away from me.
I
know.
I got something
that's
for you. I'll let
was.
Nancy go first. But.
All right. Yes. Go ahead.
I would endorse what Trump has to say at this
course. Oh, well, first of all, a little preview for our audience here, for you guys, too. I am partway through writing a soliloquy song from Trump. It's a bit like Mark Twain wrote a thing years ago. It was called King Leopold's Soliloquy, King Leopold of Belgium, who, you know, did all kinds of atrocities in the Belgian Congo. You can look it up. It's pretty nasty stuff, but there was like the dogs are mad at me about that. They don't like King Leopold. But
we don't either.
Mark Twain wrote a piece called King Leopold's Soliloquy that's sort of like him, you know, this very narcissistic king. And excuse, you know, it's go look it up, guys. For the kids, it's probably in a printed book somewhere.
I didn't know there was going to be homework, Dale.
Yeah, they're. But anyway, so I've got a Trump song
in the works. We're celebrating here. Take it easy.
You know, the pity party from Trump coming up soon, along with, to get in the holiday spirit, something Karen is going to sing that has also not quite been written, but it's on its way. Who gives a fuck about Christmas?
I'm so excited for you, Karen, because you vowed never to sing, only to rap.
Yeah, we've gotten Karen out of the singing closet this last couple episodes.
I knew it was
very nice. And she's really good, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There has been
all
training
of this exciting,
in there
fun growth and change.
It's awesome.
And
Lori is out of the writing and lyricist closet, too, so which has been cool. Fun to watch. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome. This has been a nice little
and a bit alarming. She's good and she's fast and she seems to do things on time.
Yeah, the speed is amazing. It takes me forever. It's like I know I need to write lyrics.
Like
sometimes
it.
When we record an episode, I have not yet written the lyrics for the song. It's like, okay, I know it's going to be about.
Lori's
he says sometimes. He means most
African
times.
Imperialism or whatever. You know. Yeah.
Do not raise our bar, Lori. We are really.
She's your new benchmark. Sorry about that. There it is. She's awesome.
Have some pity.
Yeah. So we have what did somebody say, 11 weeks left of this fucknuttery in the White House. And so we've got plenty of opportunities to still resist on our show
yes.
before.
True.
Yeah. Before.
But really, we're fired.
Yeah, we're fired. Yeah. American people have fired you because, you know, you weren't that funny, really. And I didn't like the way that the guy did my voice. He didn't sound at all like me. It was a disaster. Total disaster.
Speaking of fired.
Yes.
Looking a little bit ahead, curious as to how, particularly since so many R's had their asses saved for them, how it's going to go with the cabinet and right. a lot of the people we've lambasted on this program, being, you know, our Againo. Which is an attorney general in name only, and people like that are...
yeah, right, right.
Well, they're going to jail. Buffing up their resumes.
They're going to jail. They're going to jail.
Yeah, there's a good possibility of some of that. I mean, and Miller, can you imagine Stephen Miller ever actually daring to be in a restaurant in a public place?
Yeah.
I mean, how
yes.
his food would be spit on
if
and
this
worse.
If crew had any shame at all,
Steven.
We wouldn't be where we are.
Let's
or put
ask
in his face,
Steven.
Stuff in his lap. In his face. I mean, never, ever, ever a moment of peace for that asshole until he ends up in The Hague.
There are no Alaskans in my baked Alaska. I want to go talk. I'm going to need to talk to your manager.
That's good. That's a preview if I ever heard one. That was beautiful. I love
Alaskan
that.
Alaskan girls, they taste like...
Oh, God, stop. A little bit.
I want to hear from
Can
Eric
you believe?
Trump about this.
It tastes like blubber.
Yeah, what does Eric... Yeah.
What does Eric have to say about this?
He's not here right now because I ate him.
No, I didn't. I'm right here. The vote. Don't stop the... No, wait. Stop the vote. Wait. Hey,
stop the
everybody
steal,
vote.
I think, was the latest...
Don't yeah. make sure to vote. I mean, make
Huge.
Sure to wait a minute. What
He's
am I going to do
again.
Now? Somebody find me. Do I? Am I the one that shoots the leopards, or is that my brother? Somebody find me a leopard.
You
even
saw...
if it's got long spots on it.
His brother was out today saying on the Twitter machines, look, nobody's talking about coronavirus. It's all gone. And I honestly had to say, 1,300 people died yesterday, ass. You know, they act like because the election was big enough news, now nobody's going to pay attention to this. Yeah. My favorite thing I've seen today... was the guy who posted two pictures. One was a picture from Google that said that the population of Georgia was 3 million. And then the other was that Georgia had more than 5 million votes cast. And he's like, how is this possible in this country? And you're like, dude, you were looking at the population of the country of Georgia.
That had to be trolling. Wasn't that
really
trolling?
Smart.
I thought it was,
you would hope,
I thought
but
it was
the prior tweet.
But Poslaw, you know.
Yeah, the tweet just before that and his profile, this guy believed this. And
oh,
you
no.
just,
oh God,
oh my goodness! Education is a wreck in this country.
Speaking of education, a public education.
Yeah,
what
does Betsy DeVos
think
about
the election in 2016? Have shown us that.
I'm sure you all know that I am just on my yacht, and I have not heard all the news, but I'm pretty sure that some port is going to let us land because it's important that we get some more supplies because it's going to be a long journey across such a big ocean.
Maybe some chalk.
To
chalk and erasers.
Wherever
Lots
we'll
of
have
water.
Us.
Surrounded by water.
Big water. Big
the wettest some water.
Island.
Wet like
so,
nobody's ever
good
seen.
Good luck, America.
Massa, make American smart again. And tamales.
Make America tamales and smart again.
And smarter,
But shouldn't we, shouldn't we have a moment of prayer, Mr. Vice President and Mother?
Well, I must say I'm a bit mollified by the recent turn of events, and I do believe that every legal vote should be counted, even if it means, well...
Rabbit
Even
votes.
If it means no longer being in the position that I've been...
Go ahead and get out of here with your race banning looking ass.
Somebody find me. Somebody find me a conversion program.
Help me. Help me. That's the fly. That's his fly. Yeah. Help me. Help me.
Janann was very angry with me for pointing out that Mike Pence looks like Race Bannon from Johnny Quest.
Ooh. Ooh.
She's like, you have ruined a childhood crush for me.
That's true.
I used to watch that show as a kid. But I couldn't remember the name, and I thought you were saying race baiting, and I was like, well,
what?
No, Pence has done, too. I mean, you know, obviously anyone in this administration probably did their fair share. It's, you know, in the contract, in the NDA.
Tomato, tomato.
But, you know.
Tomato, tomato.
Go back a little further, you could go all the way to Clutch Cargo.
Oh, yes.
Too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just his mouth does this.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
It was Clutch Cargo and what was Space Ace? Or not Space Ace.
Space Ghost.
There was another cartoon that was just like Clutch Cargo with that. I'll have to find out. But
yeah, it was something Ovision.
Yeah, right.
Something of the
worst possible thing. We're not going to animate anything, but we're going to use real mouths.
We don't have the budget for that, so here's somebody's actual lips. Blended in
Space
a, not
Angel.
A give you nightmares way.
I'm so proud of y'all. I just got to say that. I am so
Lisa,
proud of y'all.
Tell us.
I'm just proud of y'all.
Mama Lisa.
I'm going to stand
Mama
here and
Bear
be
here.
Proud of y'all. Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all, the cast. I mean, y'all, America. I am proud of y'all. Thank you. It is nice to have, to not feel that crushing despair of, oh, my God, my country's a fuckhole.
Yeah.
This is nice, you know.
Tuesday night was horrendous.
Mm. Yeah.
I was such a mess. I was up until after 2 o'clock. I just doom scrolling essentially.
I was too. Yeah.
Looking and seeing, for instance, North Carolina going for Trump. Going for Tillis.
Yeah.
All of those things. Poll is going to have a job going forward? Are any of them?
Know.
Great question.
Because they were almost all uniformly so bad.
It reminds me of the movie Network, where they actually hired a psychic to be on the news channel, and she's like, with the crystal ball and everything. I mean,
this is Fox
News'
new protocol.
Again, pulling psychic tomato tomato.
Tradition of Vox Populi.
That's right. Chicken entrails or, whatever, tea leaves.
Mm. Open up a weasel and see what you find.
Yeah.
That's right. Wait, Stephen Miller did, he resembled that
open
remark.
Open a weasel?
Weasels with zippers.
I did go through the list of people, you go through the list of the people who are going to be now fired and think about the people who are no longer going to be a part of this government in
just
DeVos.
Just say it out loud. Let's just reel off some names.
Betsy
so
DeVos,
lovely.
Mike Pompeo, Kayleigh
Pompeo.
McEnany, Ben Carson,
Stephen
Miller.
Can we hear from Dr. Carson?
I feel like we should be told about every
Godsnake.
Name that you name. Bong. Stephen Miller. Bong.
What?
Ben Carson. Bong.
Oh, did we wake up Dr. Carson?
He lost, Ben.
He
lost.
I guess Lydia, I better
keep you up to date.
I guess I better go figure out what I'm going to do now.
Have a Salmon X,
Do you have any more? I love
the
another.
I got some tea
Lydia,
for
can you.
You
help him?
I'll have some
tea
mother's
for you.
Tea. Do I have some of mother? Lydia, Lydia.
Oh no!
I would like some of the tea again if I could get some, please.
I don't think
Time
so.
For the tea
I am
party,
not
folks.
Playing with you. You get so irrational with the
Lydia.
Tea. No. We are
Lydia.
Celebrating. Women are people too. Get your own damn.
That's
tea.
Not what the Bible says, Lydia.
The Bible is wrong, Dr. Carson. It is flat wrong.
I don't know what I'm supposed to...
It's wrong. And the pyramids, not grain storage.
You don't
You're
know
a
that,
dipshit.
Lydia. The pyramids could be grain storage.
I do. My cousin Denise's husband's best friend.
It could be grain storage.
Daughter's boyfriend is an archaeologist.
It could be getting colder.
We're sorry. I know, but an archaeologist. The tea you're looking for has
ending
been.
Ending, I win.
Damn it. Oh, Lord.
I'm not an archaeologist. Yeah. I know an archaeologist is.
I'm sorry.
You just think about, okay, you know.
I play competitive improv. I'm sorry.
One thing is, in all seriousness, is that one of the things that offended me the most about this presidency was right from the get-go, right from the golden elevator ride down, the demonization of immigrants.
Yes.
And, yes. You know, with very real consequences in terms of like El Paso and whatnot.
Yes.
I mean, which, you know, people dead because of this rhetoric. And to me, I mean, I've had so many like friends and people that I've worked with who came from shithole countries, you know, that he wanted to keep out, who were amazing people, just fantastic. I mean, America is so much richer.
It's what makes America
by having
America.
Them here. Absolutely. It's totally part of who we are, you know, right down to our DNA, nation of immigrants. And
if you're not a Native
American,
fuck
with that.
You're an immigrant.
And yeah, exactly. And even they came over the, you know, the Bering Strait. So it's like,
it's just
yeah.
The squirrels who are like, you know.
It really insulted me so very much, and I'm so glad that that's done with, because, you know, never again.
I'm sorry. Not laughing at your never again, Dale. No, I'm laughing at angry squirrels.
Angry squirrels, yes.
We were here first. Fuck all you.
Right.
Like you do.
So, here's the thing that I'm going to watch, and I think it's going to be very interesting to watch as we go over the next few years. The Democratic Party must recognize that it has been saved by people of color. Again.
Yes.
Amen.
Right on.
Again.
Thank you.
And
thank
so
you.
Now
yeah. we owe,
it's time
we
to do the things that yes. benefit them, us.
Yeah. I think it actually might happen.
I will, you know, fucking
Mitch McConnell's
going to
try
his
damnedest, but
thank you, Karen.
I Karen so
I,
hard
I just
every
really,
freaking day.
We need to get two Democratic senators from Georgia elected, and then there'll be a lot of 50-50 votes with Vice President Harris, president acting as president of the Senate, to break the tie.
Yes,
gives me a chill. We were just having a discussion with another parent. We have a spirited game of masked up dodgeball going on in the backyard right now.
Cool,
because my husband has a friend who also has a child, and the husbands like to throw balls at their children as hard as they can.
Of
and
course.
So,
and
there's value in that. There's value in that.
Right. Yes. The boys, just all of them,
right
are having
head.
A great time. Uh-huh. but we were talking before it became dangerous to be outside about this. It didn't take long. This reset that we've all been given with the pandemic and this being forced to slow down and sort of think about where we are. And it feels like a win in a lot of ways, I guess is what I'm saying, and that this is a reset, a chance for a reset for all of us to maybe take a look at where we want to be and who we want to be, because we've clearly shown we now know who we don't want to be.
Oh, yes.
You know? And so where do we go from here? It's a valuable thing. And I know that I'm saying that with the privilege I have makes it easy for me to say that. Well, but, you know.
Sure.
Oh, sure. It's a piece of cake for you. All you're doing is staying out of the way. Well,
yeah,
that is a service as well. Staying out of the way. Honest to God, yeah. I do believe.
And here's the thing. The battle is not over.
Don't make
over.
It worse.
We cannot let
no.
up.
Oh, no.
Because
no, it's just
no.
these fuckers came out of the woodwork. Do you know what I mean? When,
yeah.
when
oh God,
racism
as we were coming home from Home Depot,
being an asshole became the norm. They just came out of the woodwork like it was a.
They had
frat
their resumes
party.
Prepped and ready.
Yeah, there was a giant Trump train leaving Galveston, which I thought was nice.
Yeah,
as we left Home Depot, and it must have been 100 cars with flags and blaring.
And
I set such a good example
boats?
For my child by falling over my husband, flipping people off and screaming, fuck you, you're done, you lost. Go home.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be like when the cops show up to a frat party at 2 a.m. They're all like, okay, fine, we'll disband. And then they don't. So we got to keep on it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know where that train was going, but it was a lot of them.
I'm sorry.
What do we white people need to do?
Listen.
Thank you.
Listen and believe. Because this is something that has been, I mean, all of the shit that you've been seeing now that everybody's walking around with a television studio in their pocket, all that shit's been happening for years, decades. Mm-hmm. My parents were followed through towns because they shouldn't have been there. I have been told to leave places because you shouldn't be here after dark. My daughter was asked if she was a mulatto in public, right? At a Target, someone walked up to her and said, "Excuse me, are you a mulatto?" She had the word, and pardon me, because I can say it, she had the word nigger written on her desk in school. She was in high school, right? All of this stuff has been going, and here it is. Y'all know me. I'm a nice person. This shit's been going on forever, right?
And George is not a suspicious character.
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, that depends on who you ask. So listen and believe us when we tell you that this stuff's going on and then act on it. Make the laws that are necessary to prevent it. Talk to the people around you and ask them, why do you think this is okay? This is okay. Do you remember the anti-racist professor who said, you know how black people are treated in America. Stand up if you want to be treated that same way. And none of them did. Maybe you didn't hear my question. Do you think you should be treated the same way as black people in America? None of them stood. And if you believe that, then maybe don't treat us that way. You know?
100%. And don't stand by while others do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes, that's the big thing, too, Dale says. Don't stand by while others people do. Because when people treat blacks, Asians, any person of color, any person differently because of their difference, this is what we get. This asshole who's been in power this long, and all of them, like you guys said, were empowered. Everybody felt they could say what they wanted to because now he talks like us and he just says what's on his mind. And so they would do things like what was happening to Naomi and do things like that. And none of that should be acceptable in a modern society.
Ever. No.
But here we are. Yeah.
Not
supposedly
ever.
An enlightened one, too.
The greatest country on earth is okay with this. That's what we told everybody for the last 4 years. And I am hoping that now that we have repudiated it, at least in the ballot box, in enough numbers that it changes, that people see this. But, you know, Janann and I drove out to the Uwari National Forest last weekend, and it was the most disheartening thing I had ever seen. Trump signs every 100 feet, just literally all along the highway, everywhere we drove. Yeah. We got to the forest, guys with giant Trump flags on the back of their trucks. You know, like I pointed out to somebody, one flagpole that had a Confederate flag, a Don't Tread on Me flag, and a Trump flag in their yard. Yeah. All of those people are now a part of Trumpism, and Trumpism isn't going away because we elected Joe Biden.
Right.
The question is if we can be strong enough to eradicate Trumpism across the board. He's not going to be the leader of them anymore, but all those people that we just kicked out of the White House, they're going to still be around. Plus, Nikki Haley, still around, even though she's like, I'm above that. Bullshit, you aren't. You were part of that group, and you're out there.
Complicit as hell.
Yes.
You've never spoke against it.
There does need to be a reckoning for this. Typically, in past elections, past changes, like with Nixon, it was, we're just going to bygones with George W. Bush. Okay, just bygones.
Right.
Go, and we're going to, for the sake of everybody's dignity, we're not going to take that any further. We can't do that this time because the only way to eradicate Trumpism from this country is to make an example of the Trumpism in the government. There needs to be a fucking reckoning, I say, as the mother of a child for 545 orphaned children. There needs to be a reckoning for this.
Someone
all
must.
The children who were taken from their families.
They must pay
absolutely.
A price for
unconscionable.
This.
Unconscionable.
So we
agreed.
Absolutely
yeah.
unconscionable.
My fantasy has them putting Liz Warren in charge of the corruption task force.
Yeah.
And letting that just
with Katie Hill on the House version.
Yeah, yeah Katie Porter.
I would
yeah.
really
Porter,
love
sorry.
That
Not
to
Katie
happen.
Hill.
Just, you know, because people have been talking about put Warren in the you can't put Warren in the cabinet. You can't. Because
you can't.
Massachusetts has a Republican governor.
Oh.
Well, we did, but that's all right.
Oh. And so if she leaves, then you lose your Senate, you know, where you are in the Senate as it is. So you've got to find the people now, which apparently the Democrats have a deep-ass bench, right?
Yeah.
You should be able to
did.
Find the people you need to find. You know, we may not all have agreed with Pete Buttigieg at a particular time, but it looks like he's got a place. Right,
and he's freaking adorable.
Right. I was a huge Pete fan.
You know, Pete's got a place.
Yeah.
Literally, Andrew Yang has a place if you
first
put him in the right spot.
Oh yes,
all of those people have places they can go.
Except Marianne Williamson.
Right. She's on a different astral plane, so
there's
I don't think
no
that would.
There's no place on this plane.
But that would interfere with her confirmation.
Yeah, but we have so many places that they can be. I mean, you could do something with Cory Booker. Cory Booker could go into it because he's in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You
can. So there is hope. The question is Mitch McConnell and this Senate majority.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though.
I think with a new cabinet, we can handle that. I really do. I think that even if we don't have the Senate, their margin is so tight, and McConnell barely controlled his caucus.
Yeah,
they may be able
to peel off some, you know, the Collins or the Romney or the whoever for
they can't
certain
peel
things.
Collins,
you know.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
She'll be troubled anyway.
The thing is, McConnell's already saying that he's going to start blocking cabinet appointments. But the thing is, you can do acting such and so cabinet post for.
Somebody else did
that, haven't we?
Who was
that's
that?
Right.
Yeah, the precedent has been set. And now, this is when the bill comes due. You have been very, very happy to let a president run roughshod over your house, over your part of government. Now, guess what? Here's the reality. There was always going to be another Democrat at some point. You just didn't think it was going to be this soon. Here it is. This is what you're going to have to pay the price with.
And we're mad.
Yeah. And I'm.
We learned it by watching you, okay?
Yes, I learned it by watching you.
I think that another thing that has to happen if we're going to get anywhere is going to be that the Democratic Party, or the DNC particularly, has got to get its house in order. It has got to get its shit together.
Yeah.
They squandered 2006. They fucked it up. They had the majority. They had everything. They fucked it up. And every single time they come into power, they fuck it up, either through lack of a spine or lack of a cohesive platform or whatever it is. The Democrats, I don't know why we fuck it up, but we do.
That's your cliche. Dems
in
disarray.
You know why we fuck it up? Here's why, Chris, that we fuck it up. We fuck it up because for decades, these people have been fighting us so hard that we fuck it up because we can't.
Since Gingrich.
Well, I don't care why we fuck it up. We have to stop fucking it up.
Yeah.
Tom Perez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing.
You got to stop fucking it up.
Their brand, the Republican brand, is so good because everything went down to Fox News, and everyone started watching Fox News, and their brand was set. We get our news from all these different places.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to get on brand. We got to get a message. We got to, you know.
There was just just retweeted.
Maybe we got to stop relying on branding and start relying on.
Well, here's the problem, though, Chris. Here's the thing, though.
Same in the voiceover world, and it's the same in the retail world with this branding.
Here's
bullshit.
The thing, though.
If you wanted to, for once,
look what happened. What they were capable of doing, based only on branding, and it's not because
the red hats.
Yeah, and
you're
and,
part of a tribe.
Yeah.
No substance.
Yeah, and
branding.
It doesn't have to. It doesn't need substance.
The base problem that we have with this is
the way
emotion works better
and
than
substance
logic.
Is almost antithetical to it.
Emotion
right.
works
right.
better than logic. You know, you
and
think about one of the three appeals, pathos, ethos, logos, right? People will listen to pathos before anything else. And what the Republicans have been able to do is scare people. They have been able to take people and say, you're going to be in the minority. those black people are going to kill you. Those Mexican people are going to kill you. All of these things.
Obama's
they're
going to take your guns.
They're coming for you.
They're going to take your tax money and give it to those people who don't deserve it unless you elect us. And that has been enough for them. And that's been enough for those people who are listening. And so what then they do then whatever they want, right? They beat the shit out of everybody else by saying, they're going to steal your tax money. But in the meantime, we're going to take away your health care. We're going to do all these things. But it's for your own good.
That's the problem.
Don't look over there.
And the cognitive dissonance comes in when they do the same goddamn thing that they said, oh, you know, well, you know, fuck your feelings. And we operate on facts, not feelings. And what do? You know, stop living in fear. Don't wear a mask. What do? That must be their brand.
Yeah,
it's not.
They not only hate science.
The reason
they hate math
I stand up for the system, some Chris, is because one of the things that helped us out here get to where we are today is that the system held. You know, all of those
as a whole
local vote counters
as a whole.
And as a whole, the system held.
But
it came real fucking close. We do.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem
I see from
the lefty side is that we play by the rules, and when the other team doesn't, it's hard to stay on the high road.
But
you're handicapped by that, and it is time to change the rules.
And quite honestly,
that they can't do this bullshit.
Quite honestly,
you cannot fix the system from without. You have to get into the system to tinker with the gears to make it work.
Well, one thing
everybody.
Also, I mean it. Let's be real you know, this has been a stress test for the system, for system of government, media, whole thing. But I don't think this is the end. This is not the end of the stress test because we've got 11 weeks and things could get very ugly, very ugly indeed.
Yep.
And I sure hope it doesn't. Hope someone can finally, you know, hit him with a dark,
now's
you know,
the time
tranquilizer
to
dark
up
gun
on your
and
flour
you know,
and your eggs and stuff because you're going
to
be
invoke the 25th or whatever
home.
They need to do to make sure he doesn't. I mean, he just fired like the head of the guardian of their nuclear weapons and the
Three
energy regulation and like why why now?
Well,
you know, the defense secretary is resigning, and it's like. What is he? What's been going on there that we don't know?
Being the staffer,
I hope there's not a plan.
Trying to convince him to just accept this. No one has actually. What kind of people are
these?
Laura
Ingraham
Why
actually
are
tried
we as a country
that?
Held fucking hostage to a giant toddler?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know why can no one walk in there and go?
I thought you were doing a Jake for him.
Yeah. They have to. Yeah. Handle him with kid gloves.
Jake,
who's going
to
tell him?
I would trust Jake with nuclear weapons more than Trump.
What is
no,
he going to
not do?
No,
okay,
oh, my
well, maybe
gosh.
Not.
They're afraid, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're afraid, too.
This has been to watch, you know, essentially this grown man who acts like a toddler, who, you know, all of those things and have people actively acting like he's making sense. And all the adults who should be able to do something about it.
This is a normal thing that a normal president would say.
Think about the Republicans in the Senate. You know. I didn't see the tweet. I didn't see the tweet. I didn't hear what he said. Bullshit, you didn't. This is your job. And out of fear of his electorate, they would do nothing.
Yeah. I have a theory that all the Republican senators.
I cry bullshit on. We don't have to be held hostage by a faction of the public that refuses to see that the rest of us exist.
Yeah. Sure.
Did somebody call BS?
I did call BS.
You did call BS. And maybe this is a good idea to time at this moment to say hi to our listeners who are listening.
If
they're still listening.
To invite them. Yeah,
after I went all Malcolm X on them. I'm sorry.
No, why don't you call us? No, if you've got something to say, why don't you call us? Call our call BS line.
Yeah.
Do it.
Leave us a message.
1-866-CALL-BS.
Yes, 1-866, of course. Call BS.
Do it.
1-8-SATAN. Call BS.
That's right. 1-8-SATAN. Call bullshit.
That's right.
Let us
well,
know
we're,
how
I like. We're probably running out of time here.
Yes.
It's very hot in my little
box in my office.
Any final thoughts?
Got a hot
and
box.
We're not exactly sure when we're back with our next episode. We'll let y'all know, but when we start writing it.
We'll do some celebrating. We're not going away.
We're not going away anytime real soon.
Something new.
We're transitioning.
We just need to soak this moment in.
to a new
really,
vibrational
level. Really, we need a break,
you know,
to
level.
A nap would be nice. Just like an afternoon.
There were a couple of where were you when anecdotes from you guys earlier. So do you all think this is going to be another where were you when moment? You know, Kennedy, John Lennon, things like that.
Yeah. You mean literally today? Yeah.
Like what were you doing yeah. when, you know, like I was painting the back of the house and I was listening yeah. to Wait, Don't Tell Me off my phone.
Right.
And they broke in at live NPR mm-hmm. and to say that Biden had won it. I was like, ah!
Yeah. Yes.
And then he
wait,
fell
wait,
off
do
the
tell me. Don't wait. Hey. Tell me. Do tell me.
I was in Home Depot. Perfect. That's not glamorous. But I actually, you know what? I'm tired today. I'm a little bit high. And I'm tired because we were up late last night because, and this is this part of it that I'm going to tell, we have a son who decided, based on some random YouTubing, that we needed to go to Walmart to go ghost hunting.
What?
Because.
Ghost hunting, you say?
Because he started with looking for ghosts in the Galvez, the hotel behind us.
Maybe
and there
the ghost of
Audra
Richard Fixon.
And several others. There's a pirate in one of the ladies' rooms and blah, blah, blah. Anywho, that led to where else in Galveston is haunted. And since Galveston had the 1900 storm, we have lots of haunted stories because, you know, 8,000 people in one night. Pow! That leaves a mark, right?
Sure.
So apparently the Walmart is built on the site of the old orphanage.
Oh,
which,
no.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Really?
Yeah. And
that's some poltergeist
nuns
shit there.
This was an orphanage built on the beach because I guess that made sense at the time.
Sure, it wasn't a Native American burial ground
at the time.
Right, anyway.
As one does.
So, storm coming in, you know, rolling debris, blah, 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 blah. Nuns tied the children around the waist to each other in groups of 8 or 10 and tied them to a nun. And that is how they found them the next day, pulling them out of the sand. Right. So my son has discovered all of this on YouTube. And it appears that resident children, ghosts, live in the Walmart, in particular the toy section. And there's a whole video on this with people, toys just turning on and people talking about it. And so we had to go look for them. So not only do I have a child cool enough to come up with that as his Friday night plan, let's go ghost hunting in Walmart. But we
of
called
course we do, Mommy.
I know. He called two of his friends and have dads also cool enough to go, oh, fuck yeah. And so there was a whole pack of us ghost hunters running through Walmart last night looking with the dads, all three of them, just turning shit on behind the kids' backs and rolling balls down the aisle.
Well, I just want to...
And we found one of the guys from the video, and he confirmed that, they're just... Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, they turn toys on and shit. They're, you know, kids. They want to play.
Cool.
Let me carry this big truck of stuff back. So, that was my adventure. That's the story I'm going to tell about the night before.
Before.
The election
before
was settled.
Biden and all
the That's right. He was still
and,
the,
and
was
we
still
were in Walmart Magus were looking for ghosts.
None of them was me.
The subtitle of our show is A Fever Dream of the Trump Years. Because no one will ever believe it. They'll have to listen to our show to say, what the hell happened during these years? Oh. Listen to our show, and it's
this
all
is factual.
Explained. It's just like The Simpsons explained, like the 90s, pretty much. If you want to know
facts,
what the 90s were like, watch the first 10 seasons of The Simpsons. We hope we can do that, too. And I also want to thank other cast members and guests, like Dustin Ebaugh, Rebecca Davis, who couldn't make it today because we just didn't know exactly when this was going
to
happen.
Right. Forgot to tell them.
So, you know, amazing work as the civility fairy. Who gave us president? Hillary, unbeknownst to the rest of us in this timeline.
Dale.
But, you know.
Dale.
What?
Karen has her hand up.
I can't see her because she's not in my, I only see four. Okay, there we are. Okay.
That's
yes, ma'am.
Why I'm telling you.
Here's what I wanted to say. Women for hundreds of years fought, suffered, and some even died for the right to vote. And I am so incredibly proud that we are going to finally have a woman representing us as Vice President of the United States.
Right on.
There was so much sacrifice. There was so much fighting going on for these women to just win us the right to vote.
Yeah.
And I am so, so proud, as should every single woman in America, that we finally,
finally, 45% of the women in America.
just to have
yes,
that victory of having a woman represent us in that way. Mm-hmm. I'm so fucking proud. I can't even tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
well said.
Wax voting that link I put in the Everyone Notes. Karen, you're right on it. But if you watch that movie, it's like you cannot believe why people were killed for such idiotic, no nonsense hate, just pure hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't want to give up the control. They don't want to give up
the power.
These women were jailed. They were beaten. They were harassed. Some were killed.
Katie Stanton devalued Christianity because of it. You know that. If you've read anything about those women, they went through hell.
If these women who fought so hard could see us now.
Oh, yeah.
They would still be a little bit horrified about the past 4 years, but they would be proud
today. For sure. So proud.
Why cats on the internet? Why? What is this? You know, they would be very confused about a few things.
Thank you to our sisters who stood up so bravely.
Brava.
Normally, we would only be saying, not a woman. We would only be saying, there's a woman vice president. Nobody even is mentioned it hardly.
And the men who stood with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
All three of you guys.
That's right.
Yeah, you've...
We do our best.
You honor your women.
This is an interesting pool of estrogen for you to wade in, my friends.
Among roses.
Hey, that's season three. I mean, that's, you know, Lisa had the idea of the President Hillary... Because we were kind of stumped. It's like, you know, there's nothing funny about coronavirus. We did one episode about it. With a song by Stephen Miller, of course, celebrating the virus. And then it was like, well...
Where do we go?
Where do we go now? And then Lisa came up with President Hillary. Well, and I was like, okay, that works. And it's been a wonderful, very, very, estrogen-soaked season, and all the better
for it. It's been a delight to write, I'll tell you that. And to have you all perform it is a fucking delight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for helping for writing too.
I think
the last one of the last questions that remains would be which of you among the ladies can do a Suzanne Plachette voice?
Ooh, I don't know. It has to be really deep.
I would say deep. Nancy.
Well, I think Nancy would be probably me.
That sounds like Harvey Firestone, actually.
Did you have a bad dream?
I can do Harvey Firestone.
You should check out what it sounds like.
They did. It's sort of like outside, David.
It's like an octave below Stephen Miller. You can do
Harvey Firestone. That's for somebody else, not the name.
I need to call my mother.
I'm waiting on my ornament to arrive. We're very excited. My ornament comes today, Chris. Very excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to head out to... Are they in the stores or do you have to order it online?
I have no idea.
I can look in... We've got a Hallmark store nearby, so if they see it, I'll get it. Otherwise, I'll order it, because that is really awesome. Mel Blanc's hero probably almost all of us, at least. And I got to see him in college on a lecture tour. Ooh. He was touring around colleges. This was in the 1970s. And he talked for a while, showed a, you know, What's Opera Doc or whatever, a cartoon, took questions, did requests, you know, Tasmanian Devil, do Tasmanian Devil, and he would. Signed some autographs, really. You know, he told all kinds of stories about you know, being Barney Rubble and how at first he objected because it was a parody of Art Carney on The Honeymooners and he didn't want to copy anybody. I mean, even though he could obviously do it so well. But, you know, they talked him into it and he did it. Oh, okay, Fred. And amazing guy. So that's quite an accomplishment, Chris. To be on a Hallmark ornament, and which... some of our listeners may not know, who don't follow you on social media, that you are the what's the character again? There's George.
Officially, the name is Hugo. I don't think it's ever. I think they came up with that name after the fact. I would imagine, but from the Abominable Snow Rabbit, classic Looney Tune.
I ain't a rabbit. No, I am a rabbit.
It will what makes a rabbit look like a rabbit?
When the swallows come back to Capistrano. Sorry, enough of that. Okay.
I will hug him and pet him and squeeze him and stroke
oh,
him.
Oh, my very own bunny rabbit.
Believe me, I was gobsmacked when I
fantastic.
When I got the note from the agent that I had booked successfully voice matched Mel Blanc, and then to have people from Warner Brothers in my headphones during the session,
yeah,
what was going on, and they were nice. And they were going like, yeah, nice. Yeah, that's it. I'm going like,
I did a character for Sesame Workshop. It wasn't for Sesame Street, but it was a learning thing.
It was Scruffy the cat, who was kind of clumsy, that kind of thing, teaching phonics,
and it was a phone session, and it was the day that the Kermit flap happened. You can look it up. I'm not going to get into it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Kevin, right. The voice of Elmo. Elmo flap.
Elmo. Elmo.
Not Kermit.
Oh, the Elmo. Yes.
The Elmo flap. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So
why
I was like,
are you starting a rumor about Kermit?
Not Kermit.
I never knew that pig. I never once had pork
that
chops.
Not.
Never.
Yeah. But anyway, and they were they were waiting for somebody else to show up because they had to get through the police cordon around the building, because there were so many reporters.
Bastard.
All right, guys. This has been amazing.
Thank you.
A day we will not forget, and hope things go as sanely as possible over the next 11 weeks, and we will be back with another episode relatively soon. There's lots of ideas, lots of material.
We're going to bask for a bit.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am insisting as the mom of the group that we bask.
Some bask time. Okay.
Let us take some basking.
I think that's appropriate.
And also provision, because long, cold COVID winter, you're going to want to get some beans and store them and things like that.
And really not go outside
my squash
very much at all.
Is coming in, and my green beans.
Yay.
Our grapefruits are ripening. They're looking
nice. I love grapefruits, but I can't eat them because they mess with your medicine.
Yeah, same
I just
here.
Read
can't,
that.
Can't do that anymore.
Yep. You can't take no. You can't have grapefruits, grapefruit juice if you're on
I know, and I love grapefruit.
Medicine.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and it does it to a lot of medicines and like instantly. Yeah. So you really should check.
It's like the demon fruit.
Yeah.
Chris runs to Google now. Metoprolol.
It's a weird fruit.
Oh, grapefruit.
Jack up your medicines.
That's one of the ones I came up with. You like it?
Yeah.
Damn it, woman.
Lilith.
No.
Oh, damn it.
Jesus.
Tastes so weird.
Why did I even put you
good,
in charge of fruit? God damn it.
Hey, look, boss, it's a slow burn.
It's like Kelly McEnany tweeted. God is in control.
Yes.
We
know
that's not control. Have a paper cut.
Yeah, we have our own opinion on that.
We have to write something where Lilith and the devil can play again.
That's right.
Have you?
I want to run with
Lilith.
Have
you noticed what's been going on the last 4 years?
I did have that guy on my side, so.
I can't believe it. It's finally here. That fucking asshole is on his way.
Yeah. We should have. When we put out the CD, we are going to put out another album of stuff that hasn't been on a CD yet, and we should do it like a spliced together version, one long song. If I can't believe it, that we'll figure out some way to embellish it.
And side B is just laughing.
Laughing.
George. Excuse me, George. Yep. Mr. Yes. Washington, do you have a little sign that says Satan?
Yes,
in your
I received
booth?
A sign.
Oh my
from
Lord.
Karen that
what?
Says.
You got
not
a sign.
Today, Satan! That's not today! Not today, me!
Behind
not
you,
today!
You.
Get me behind me, me!
So moving, George.
One of the best lines ever. Ever.
I love it.
I am the devil.
That was a great line.
There are high points in my head of material written and performed. And the devil is way up there.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. George, I remember when I had the idea for this song, and I said, "So maybe you can sing a song as the devil." And like George immediately replied, "Please, please, I want to be the devil."
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure my dad and mom would have really appreciated my being the devil.
Yeah,
but I was anyway. I tell them I wasn't the devil. I was just devilish.
There we go. There we go.
Yes.
A little sympathy.
Yes. All right, guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please allow me.
Every time we do a devil scene, it makes me giggle.
All right. Well, let's go bask. Definitely. I have to use the leaf blower on our back deck, and because we're going to have some socially distant celebratory friends over before too long. So anyway, enjoy the rest of...
Could I just leave us all with on behalf of BS de Resistance?
Please do.
I will stay offline. I will stay off Facebook. I shall not engage. You know, hashtag, I will behave. I will behave. I will behave.
I'm not on Twitter. Number I am one. Not behaving.
Yes. Well, that's all right. No, good trouble. Right. Good trouble.
So, you are the only one of us who has
finish,
behaved.
Finish your thought, Chris.
One thing to the MAGAs. I think the MAGAs deserve a really large Nelson.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Spot on.
And that's all I have.
There's some smug,
that.
As we await further developments from the Four Seasons,
here,
I will admit to some smug
landscaping company in
yes,
the landscaping company. What the fuck? Poor what were you?
And it's between a crematorium and a dildo shop. Seriously.
Wait, what?
Yes, they called a press conference at Four Seasons. Yes. Garden or whatever it is,
landscaping,
and it happens to be between a crematorium and a dildo shop. And the question is, did they mean to reach the Four Seasons Hotel, or did whoever answered the phone at Four Seasons Gardening just say, "Yeah, you could do that here"?
Rudy Giuliani here to explain all this. I bet he was like, "The Four Seasons
Four Seasons." I want to set up a press conference for the
Valley.
President.
Is Frankie Valli there?
I just want to talk to Frankie. He was one of my favorites. I loved Frankie Valli.
Like you said, big boys don't cry.
Spring or summer? Was he spring or summer? I don't know.
Morons.
I wish Dustin was here for that.
I'm sorry.
I know, yes. But George is our
alternate Rudy. Just call on me when you need me.
That's right.
You know.
It's on Cameo. Morons. He's like Rudy on Cameo. Like,
what do you want me to say?
Just tell me what you want me to say. Okay. Hang on, I got to tuck in my shirt here. Hang on. Just wait a minute, honey. I'll be right with you.
All right, guys.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of this.
She's too old. She's 50.
Happy times.
Happy.
Happy. See you all.
Happy
resist.
Work
anyway.
Continues.
Thank you.
Send money to Georgia.
Thank you for playing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing.
Thank you all.
Thank you for resisting.
Thank you for resisting.
And thank you for voting.
And we'll see you soon.
All right.
You bet we will.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. Hey, wait, I'm still winning, right? Like bigly?
Yeah. You're winning,
Tom,
all right.
I need you to come see me for a minute.
You're winning a day in court.
Hey, who are those guys with the...
Just come on, Jack.
You won an all-expense paid vacation.
Get away from me, that hypodermic needle.
Leavenworth.
No, I won't go. I won't go. Fuck no.
I got a suite ready for you.
All right. See you, guys.
Bye.
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 Thanks.
Bye. End meeting. No, I guess it's up to you.
Bye.